Welcome back to Cinema Central. I'm your host, DJ Ace, and sorry I haven't had a new episode for a while, but for a minute there wasn't much I wanted to go see in theater, and I had a summer vacation. But I'm back now, and it's time to talk about the newest film by director Quentin Tarantino, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt. And I'm going to switch things up and make this a non-spoiler review, because I want you to enjoy this film, should you decide to go and see it. Tarantino is back for his ninth film in another history-bending epic set during the golden age of Hollywood in 1969. And I do mean epic, because this movie has a runtime of 2 hours and 41 minutes. But when has Tarantino ever made a short film? I mean, let's be honest, it's his ninth movie, and I think his fan base should just expect this from his movies by now. But enough about the runtime, because it didn't bother me so much, because I enjoyed almost every minute of this movie. The film is a departure from a traditional Tarantino film, as most of the film is pretty laid back and you're just along for the ride. He really moves the focus to the character arcs of our two main characters, Rick Dalton, played by Leonardo DiCaprio, and Cliff Booth, played by Brad Pitt, who I must say do a fantastic job in this movie. If you have seen the trailer, then you already know what's going on. Rick Dalton is a somewhat washed out actor, and Cliff Booth is his stunt double, and they are also best buds. I love to think that the pinnacle of an acting career comes when someone can play an actor playing in a movie, which is exactly what DiCaprio gets to do, and it is hilarious, because he essentially gets to make fun of himself, because this is Leonardo DiCaprio we are talking about, who is an Oscar-nominated and Oscar-winning actor who is great in everything he does, and he's been in Tarantino's films before. So I think he has fun portraying a character who is the exact opposite of what he's actually like. But they don't shy away from poking fun at him either. There's that scene in the trailer, which subsequently is in the movie, where the girl walks up to him and says that is the best acting she has ever seen, and he starts crying, and he's like, "I'm Rick effing Dalton." I feel like he could have easily substituted his own name. There's also this fun bit where the director of the movie he's filming in the movie comments on Rick improvising a scene, which is great because Leo famously improvised a scene in Django Unchained, the other Tarantino film he was in. That's all I will say about him. Like I said, DiCaprio and Pitt's chemistry is off the chain and makes me wonder if they've ever done something together before. Tarantino does a lot of fun things with the film, specifically messing around with the aspect ratios and film quality, namely the fact that some scenes in the movie are in 4:3 because 16:9 aspect ratio didn't exist yet. The other thing about watching this film is that you really need to pay attention to every small detail and conversation, because it all culminates in some way at the end of the film. Now, as I said before, this is another Tarantino alternate history film, so you may be asking, what history? Well, for that, you may have to do some reading slash research, because I think watching the movie with the proper historical context makes a world of difference. I regrettably did not read up on it beforehand, so I think I would like to watch it again now that I know more details. So this is not a spoiler for the movie, because it's the historical backdrop of the film. In August of 1969, three members of the cult, the Manson family, broke into the house of actress Sharon Tate on Celio Drive and gruesomely murdered her and her four other house guests. Sharon Tate, of course, is played by actress Margot Robbie in the film. The murders were carried out under the order of Charles Manson and his right-hand man named Tex and three other women from the cult from Span Ranch. So those are the grisly details you should know going into this movie to fully appreciate what is going on. Also, if you want to read more about the whole murder and everything, this is the internet. You can find that information easily. But if you'd rather not read about it, I don't blame you. And hopefully my little summary of historical events was good enough for you. Finally, I'll say while most of the movie is pretty chill and character focused, let's be honest, this is a Tarantino film, and believe me when I say the film does go full Tarantino by the end of the movie. And if you've seen Tarantino's movies before, you can fully appreciate what I mean by that. That wraps up my review of this movie. If I have at the very least piqued your interest, then I would encourage you to go check it out. And if you are a Tarantino fan but want to see something of his, with a little different flavor but no less artistic, then I would for sure recommend it. And even if you're not a Tarantino fan and you haven't seen any of Tarantino's other movies, I would recommend this is a great Tarantino film to start with, actually. It is a lot more low-key compared to a lot of his other movies, so I think it's a good springing board if you want to get into more Tarantino stuff. Otherwise, this is a great character-driven film with two great leads and one heck of a finale. Until next time, thanks for listening to Cinema Central, and if you want to hear my thoughts on some of the news out of Comic-Con this past week, then head over to my Facebook page at Ace Cinema Central, and I'll catch you on the next one.
Booyah!